It's our good friend Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette joins us on the Rivertown Hotline. And Ed, did you at least get your workout in this morning before you had to get to work and deal with this Timmons deal?
What are you talking about? I just got up.
Oh, my. Not even into the gym yet.
I was celebrating the birth of my first grandson last night.
Eddie, make it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everything went well? Everyone's happy and healthy?
Yep.
Little boy, little girl?
Little boy, Blake.
Oh, Blake. Oh.
Sounds
you think
like
he'll make
Ivy
Lawrence
Leaguer.
Timmons-type money at any point?
Sounds like an Ivy Leaguer, Blake.
What? Yeah. Well, Harvard, yeah. I'm just wondering if he'll ever make Lawrence Timmons-type money.
Not in football.
No?
No,
maybe as a mad scientist.
I'm going to steer him away from football and journalism.
Yeah, you know, good call on both there, Ed. But
well, what does journalism have to do with being a sports writer? Come on, Ed.
Ed, what do you make of the Timmons extension? Did you see him as the next domino to fall with Polamalu when Wallace still out there as guys that need to be re-upped?
Oh, yeah, I did all along. I mean, it was he was the guy. He was the more reasonable guy. He was the guy on the up, you know. The other two I'll get to in a minute, but Lawrence Timmons is the Troy Polamalu of linebackers, I think. I mean, if you remember how he started out last year, and then he got some minor injuries and he was really held back, he was all over the place. He was making plays like, I mean, he is an explosive, exciting linebacker and very underrated in this town, maybe because, and everywhere else, but I think he's underrated in this town because of the other great linebackers they have on this team, and he's also an inside linebacker. But, you know, this guy is a super talent, and, you know, he got a six-year deal for $50 million. The length out there is wrong. People reporting 5 years, 50. No, it's 6 years, 50. He signed through 2016.
No, wait, you're saying that the extension still holds, or does this wipe out the extension?
No, they don't extend anymore.
Not the extension. I meant, so another, the 1 year that he had left is gone,
yes.
And it's now a six-year deal. Okay.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
How they're able to spread the bonus out over those 6 years, right?
Right. Drew Rosenhaus is his agent, and he's saying it's 5 years, $50 million, which sounds like it's the same as Woodley's deal, which averaged just about ten million. He's saying his man's averaging just about $10 million. It's 6 years, 50, and that doesn't matter to me or you or anybody else but the agent.
Now, Ed, how were they able to? Even though they spread it out over 6 years, how much room do they have left under the cap now? Because they had to make some maneuvers to pull this off, didn't they?
I don't have the exact numbers, the breakdown. Jim, so I don't know. We're all reporting he is signed, but I'll bet he hasn't. It isn't in the league yet, so they might have to make some more moves today. I'm not sure. If you give him, let's say, a $8 million signing bonus that's spread out over 6 years, that counts. You know, 1 point something. I can't do the math at this point. And then if you give him a low salary, you're up to, you know, 2 points something. So they were like $3 million under the cap before they signed Trey Essex, but then he knocks off somebody else because it's only the top 51 contracts right now. So, and I'm sure what I'm babbling on here is too much for everybody over their morning coffee. But if they were like $3 million under the cap, I think they could have worked this in. But they're going to have to do something else.
Yeah, they're going to have to make another move, no question.
I'm sorry, Paul. Is that Aaron Smith? Has he redone his deal yet? Have they asked him?
I don't think Aaron did. They could do, you know, they did almost every
deal.
Boy. They could
I know. He's the one they didn't do, I believe.
Hey, guys, here's something to think about. And I do want to get to Troy and Wallace here. But Bryant McFadden is like $2.5 million, and he can't get off on the field right now. So, you know, it's just something to think about. I don't know what they're going to do there.
Yeah, we talked that a little bit on Monday. It is the Fan Morning Show. Paul Alexander, Jim Colony, and recently anointed grandfather Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And why don't we get to Troy? And is there any chance, Ed, that they do indeed allow this season to play out before they extend Troy? Or do they actually break all their rules and negotiate during the season?
100% chance they're not going to do it. He's done. They're done. They're not doing it anymore. This was it. Troy will, I shouldn't say 100%. Let's say 99.
Wow.
Troy will go through this year without a contract extension, it looks like, and so will Mike Wallace. However, they can do the same thing with Troy they did with Lamar Woodley this year. They can make him the franchise player. Actually, that number, and I haven't looked at it, but if that number is going to be a lot reduced over what it would cost them to sign Troy, because it's the average of the safeties, and safeties aren't highly paid. And Mike Wallace is going to be a restricted free agent. So they have protection on both of them.
So that's kind of a great place to be for the Steelers right now heading into this season.
Yeah. I think this played out exactly like I thought it would. They signed Timmons, you know, and let those other two guys go, you know, because they have protection on both of them.
And it started really with Ike Taylor. I mean, they had gone to the lockout without securing him. Both parties were very interested in staying together, so that helped in that regard. But it has been a pretty awesome preseason camp. All things you would want to fall into place have gone according to plan so far.
Yeah, and, you know, Omar Khan, their negotiator, has just done a phenomenal job. You know, they signed 14 free agents before the start of camp, all of their own, you know, exclusive rights, restricted free agents, unrestricted. And then once camp started, they signed, as you mentioned, Ike Taylor, Lamar Woodley, and now Lawrence Timmons. And how about those two draft picks, Lawrence Timmons and Lamar Woodley, first and second round in 2007, Mike Tomlin's first year. I mean, you talk about hitting home runs with your first two picks there, that's it.
Hey, and I want to ask you about, this is now pretty much under the radar with the news about Lawrence Timmons this morning, but Trey Essex coming back yesterday, what exactly are we to read into that?
Well, that also means they're not going to sign Flozell or Max Starks, which were, especially Flozell was a possibility. Trey's now their backup tackle. Of course, he can also play guard, but really they were concerned about tackle. And I think when Jonathan Scott went down, they started looking around and going, oh, my God, we have nobody else. I mean, they put Marcus Gilbert out there next, but he got hurt, but he's not ready. I mean, he's a second-round pick. The rookies just aren't ready this year. They have nobody else. Chris Scott can't do it. They would have to actually put, and they did, when Gilbert went down, they'd have to put Tony Hills over there. I don't know that he can do it. That's why he's playing guard. So they needed someone. You know, they don't have any experience at backup tackles, and now they do.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Paul McTanner, Jim Cullinan, and Ed Buschetta of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. And, Ed, you get back to practice today, do the Steelers, and they try to treat this as a game week. Will this be the traditional game three of the preseason on Saturday when, you know, the starters actually get a pretty good amount of time of work?
I think it will, Paul, but you never know with Mike. You know, I think he'll go longer with the starters. He certainly did that in the second game. He has steadfastly said that nothing has changed in the way he's treated these preseason games, so I would expect that'll be true in the third game, too. So, you know, we'll see him go into, you know, into the second half, maybe close to the third quarter with the starters. Now, will that mean Ben Roethlisberger's out there the whole time? I don't know. You know, I don't know. You're going to see Hines out there the whole time. James Ferrier out there. You know, Troy Polamalu. But, you know, certainly for the offensive line and some people like that, you'll see him.
It just seems to me that if, you know, if the offense rips off another one of those drives like they did at the in the last game, it's almost as if at least you get a good portion of those guys out of there before something bad happens. Same with the defense. Ed, before we let you go, I want to ask you this. Do we have any way of knowing if the Steelers put in a bid of any kind yesterday in that supplemental draft for Pryor?
You know what, Jim? I don't even know how that stupid thing works. you know, I wrote that they'd be crazy to do anything more than a seventh pick because there was really – logic would tell you it didn't add up for them and Terrell Pryor. I mean, what are you going to do with him? You know, I mean, you're going to get rid of two quarterbacks. There's a dilemma now, which quarterback to get rid of. Get rid of two? Are you going to use him as a quarterback? And if you're not going to use him as a quarterback, what tells you he can play anywhere else? Has he ever caught a pass in his life? You know, people are talking about him being a receiver. So I just did not think it added up. I think the Steelers did their due diligence. He's a local kid. They've bent over backwards in the past for local kids. They used to have their own little pro day for all the kids who fell under the radar. I mean, you could be a backup guard at IUP and be invited to that thing. So I think they did that for, I don't want to say PR purposes because they don't care about that, but just for, you know, he's a local kid. They wanted to help him out. And I think they did. I think maybe Oakland got scared into taking him higher than he was worth it.
Ed, we appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on the grandson, Blake, and we wish you the very best and hope to see you soon.
All right, Paul, we'll see you. See you, Jimmy.
I'll see you later today, Ed.
All right.